the Wednesday before Easter, and March is nearing a close, folks. It is happening. Spring has sprung. It's an exciting time of the year. You are listening to the Vero Insider. I'm your happy hostess with the mostest, Anna Valencia Tillery, and I'm surrounded by handsome men. What a great show. I'm so excited. Yay to be me. Oh, my goodness. No, truly, feeling great. I'm feeling the spring, the little crispness in the air, the tulips in the store that don't grow naturally in the Florida ground. You know, all the things that you want. It's spring. It's pretty fantastic.
I must be missing those.
Oh, I saw them. I was so excited.
Are you serious?
Yeah, I totally saw tulips in an assortment of colors. I was a happy girl. I really was. So this is the time of year where we really start, as a community within Indian River County, start sort of wrapping up some of the big weekend events that are like the 3-day-long festivals. And we start focusing on some of the smaller stuff and getting ready to appreciate the slightly slower pace that can happen once Easter comes. I say this because I have the very distinct pleasure of representing two businesses here locally, White Glove Moving Storage and Delivery, where we have the pleasure of moving people all the time, as well as Pack Mail Beachside, which has been here for 26 years offering shipping expertise. And one of the things that we've picked up throughout the years at Pack Mail is notice that holidays are triggers for our guests here locally and when they tend to leave. And so Easter seems to dictate the first wave of folks that go north or back west to spend Easter holiday with their families. And then, of course, we all know that Easter varies. Sometimes it's in April, early to mid-April. Sometimes it's in late March. This year, it's in late March. And, of course, right, we had a leap year to boot. So then the second holiday being Mother's Day, and then by the third holiday, a Father's Day. For the most part, if they are seasonal, they are no longer here, and we won't see them again, sad face, until perhaps November or even after Christmas and the new year, right? So with those rules of thumb in place, we have some things that we really want folks to know about before they leave for Easter, because there's so many great things going on here. One of them being this really exciting first ever lip sync battle that's going to be happening on January 1, April Fool's Day. Okay, so in the studio, I have...
It's a good mix.
April 1. Oh my goodness. You caught me. Thank you. So Eddie Bradford, he's going to be the MC. Yep. He's quite the talented comedian himself. You're going to be helping to get this off the ground and running. It's an evening thing. Tell me a little bit more.
Well, we got obviously it's for it's going to be at Sebastian River Grill.
That's the old pizza and wing company.
Yeah, that's what they told. I haven't been there yet.
For the record, they made great
that's
Bloody Marys.
That's what I was told.
Yeah, every time, I did an article about them.
Every time I tell somebody where they're at, oh, where the pizza pie place was? Sure, that's it. But really, backing up the American Cancer Society, which is huge. I think a lot of people touch on that somewhere in their life and, you know, have witnessed.
We almost all have been touched, family member or
for
friend.
For lack of better terms.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
But for us, you know, obviously it's not going to be celebrating it, a cure, but celebrating that we're still in the fight. So just want to have a good time that night. They're going to have some good entertainment. Hopefully everybody will go up there and act as crazy as I plan on acting. You know, it is Friday night, so.
It's well deserved.
Right?
It's like, it's a rite of passage. It's Friday night. You're allowed to
celebrate.
Act as crazy as you want from 7 to 11.
They're going to have a couple bands there, too. So, but yeah, what are the name of the bands? I'm sorry, I lost them.
It's a pretty big poster.
It's huge.
Yeah, I know.
Then I carried it on my motorcycle.
Heart of Oak.
Heart of Oak will be there. Of course, everybody's heard of Ernie Southern.
Heart of Oak just performed this past weekend in Sebastian at the outdoor concert. They were
cool.
Awesome.
Were they? I can't wait to see them.
They were
really good. I've heard they're good. So yeah, it's going to be fun, and I just encourage everybody to come out and support
and participate. We need
get crazy. That's what I'm going to do.
I mean,
all Michael Jackson all over that floor.
I was going to say, what's going to be your go-to?
I don't have a go-to. I'm just going with the flow.
Let's face it, we know all songs from the 80s.
Right.
I mean, I can mouth anything.
We'll go AC/DC. We'll even go Led Zeppelin. We don't know.
Right?
Really? But I like the upbeat stuff too, some of the new stuff. So I'm not sure. I'm just going to roll with it. Whatever somebody doesn't play, I can fake it.
So there's going to be drink specials. There's going to be food specials. No cover charge.
No cover charge.
That's
no.
huge. This is right at the intersection 510 and 512 in mm-hmm. Sebastian. This is going to be April 1st. January 1st. And there is no wine today, folks. This is just hilarious. Maybe that's why I'm off my game. And all, of course, to benefit the American Cancer Society and the upcoming Sebastian Making Strides event.
Right.
So with that in mind, it's going to be $20, I do believe.
Yeah, we're asking for donations, obviously. The participants.
And bring your group. Bring a rowdy group. Bring a subtle group. But bring a group. Come have a good time. Raise some awareness. I do believe that there's a Facebook page. I've been promoting it. It's all over the Vero Insider.
The Relay for Life Facebook. Yeah, Relay for Life. So you can see it there.
Very nice.
Facebook.com.
Right. Facebook.com.
/ I just heard of that. Life.
I just heard of that.
I was contemplating participating.
Oh, you are too fun. You're going to make a great MC. I'm pretty sure of it. And I don't know, for those who are listening, and if you've seen the show Lip Sync Battle with LL Cool J and Chrissy Teigen, mm-hmm. are you familiar mm-hmm. with it, Cindy?
Moderately? Yeah.
So Chrissy Teigen is John Legend's wife, and she's like smoking hot Sports Illustrated model and really witty and funny.
Really?
And she teams up with LL Cool J, and they get these celebrities to come out and lip sync and act crazy. I would encourage participants for the April Fool's Day lip sync battle to really, think costume, right?
Mm.
No one's ever been afraid of a boa. Or...
I might be.
A feather boa. Is it really going to take place?
I'm sure it is. Like some gesturing action and so forth.
Yeah.
Or maybe it's just a joke. You all show up and it's not even happening.
Right. That's
that would be something.
Yeah.
Oh, April Fool, Jeff.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. That would be something.
Hilarious.
I'd be fired from my show. Oh, dear.
No.
Oh, no. It'll be good. It'll be good. And we're going to talk more about that here in a few minutes. But I did have... Perhaps as you were listening, you heard another voice. He had a good radio voice,
mm-hmm.
right? I'm very excited. He's a new sponsor to the show. We have a Dr. Tread Resacker in the house, and he has launched something pretty revolutionary. One thing that I had read about said, and of course in networking with his wonderful wife, I said, you know what? I'm going to give it a shot. And I'm going to let you kind of take it away, tell us a little bit more about Slim Laser Body, and then we're going to delve into some of the details with our listeners.
Absolutely. I just want to introduce myself. My name is Dr. Tread Resacker, and I am a doctor of chiropractic. And to parlay off this lip sync battle you're having in April.
April Fool's Day.
Are you going to be there?
I plan to be.
Well, y'all need to come and check her out. She is beautiful.
Aww.
She has a great smile and she's full of energy, and the way she presents on the radio, I'm sure you'd be the big attraction there.
Oh, I've got some moves.
So I just want you to know that.
I've got some moves.
She's going to bust and move.
Oh, I'm sure.
And that's what attracted me to Anna at the last workshop we were at the last festival we were at.
Absolutely.
She was absolutely on fire with a lot of energy and helping just bringing people together.
Cool.
So I'm a doctor of chiropractic, and I've been in practice for 26 years. And about 5 years ago, a young doctor introduced me to this laser, low-level laser for pain relief and for helping people to feel better. And he asked me if I had one and if he could use it. And I'm like, why would a chiropractor have a laser? It's not part of what we do. And as a result of that, he explained to me that they reduce inflammation, they help with pain relief, and they're also biostimulatory. They can stimulate tissue and cellular reactions. And it made a lot of sense to me. In other words, it could speed up healing.
Mm. Ah.
So I started doing the lasers at my office in Stuart, and it was amazingly effective. It looked like a flashlight with nothing coming out of it, and everybody said, wow, my arm feels better. That stiff neck is gone with a few shines of this laser.
Hmm.
So I was at a getting understanding it more, and I was down in West Palm with a whole bunch of medical doctors, surgeons, and I was learning about lasers. And they introduced this procedure. It was a workshop. It said, lose 3 to 9 inches of stubborn belly fat while you lie on your back and listen to music 9 sessions in 3 weeks. And then it had written, no diet and no exercise needed.
Mm. Keywords.
Hello.
Loving those words.
Is that April Fool's too?
No, Cindy, this is the truth.
It sure seems that way.
That's why he's a sponsor, because it's exciting.
And I just really, I had a lot of, I had just watched lasers change my life in the last 2 years in my chiropractic office helping people. And I said, let's sit in, I told my wife, I said, let's listen to it. Let's watch it. And we went in there and they took a guy that had a 40-inch belly and they put these laser paddles externally on his midsection and they left it on for 50 minutes. They moved him around. There was no heat involved. There was no, you know, there was nothing damaging at all. And when they took the paddles off, he had lost 1 inch in girth in 3 spots. He dropped the waist size
after 1 session
down in West Palm Beach at the Marriott. I couldn't believe it. And I looked at it and they wanted a lot of money for the machine. And I said, well, I think I'm going to wait a little bit. But I knew then that there was something to this. And then, you know, speed this up to 5 years later, 2 offices, you know, staff of 8. We've been down in the Stewart location on East Ocean across from the Fresh Market for 4 years. We just opened up in Port St. Lucie.
Congratulations. Mm-hmm.
And in the last 3 years, we've seen over 3,800 people have been through the process.
That's tremendous.
You can literally lie on your back, listen to music, and lose inches. Now, you know, and I'll go into a little bit more of anyone that's interested. It isn't the same as losing weight. So there's different areas that you store fat. You store fat in your visceral, deep in your body, and that's, you have to exercise and diet to lose weight. But then as you get older, you get this spillover, this subcutaneous, this gushy, soft stuff that you can squeeze.
Yeah.
So like I tell clients, if you can squeeze it and gush it, we can reduce it. Mm. If I have to put my arms around you and I can't lock my hands together, the chances are the laser won't help you.
Right.
You need a little exercise and diet.
Right.
So, you know, it's that simple. And the laser, literally, it releases the subcutaneous fat. It's then absorbed by the lymphatic system naturally. Your body burns it as calories. So you need to eat a little less in the procedure. Mm-hmm. You need to, you know, eat clean, but it's not a diet issue. And you can literally lose 3 to 9 inches measured in 3 spots in 3 weeks.
And of course, this is sort of as an alternative to lipo. We're going to delve into this a little bit more because it is non-invasive. And of course, I know that my listeners are going to get really excited because obviously we have events that we want to look good for. And so some of these things kind of go hand in hand quite nicely. We're going to go to a quick commercial break. Of course, please make sure that you visit theveroinsider.com to show some love to all of our wonderful sponsors. We're going to touch on them when we get back, but you're listening to The Vero Insider. Don't go anywhere.
Absolute perfection, fabulous food, excellent staff.
That's just a few of the recent reviews for the redesigned Blue Star in downtown Vero.
Sexy and sophisticated, divine entertainment, and gorgeous wines.
Don't just take their word for it. Check it out for yourself and come hungry, or at least ready for a wonderful experience that will have you coming back for more. From decadent soups and salads to the freshest seafood, steaks, and lamb anywhere. Dressed in luxurious sauces and superb starches. Then, match it with wines approved and selected by owner and chef, Kitty Wagner. Feel like a craft beer or signature cocktail? At the Blue Star, you can have that and more. Open Tuesday through Saturday, weekly from 5 p.m. to close. Walk-ins welcome, large parties happily accommodated. Follow us on Facebook. See you at the Blue Star. Don't settle for fancy nails. Get Foxy Nails. Located on Miracle Mile in the Fresh Market Plaza, Foxy Nails is the premier nail salon of Vero, offering everything from manicures to pedicures and even private parties for all. Ladies, guys, and kids too. Open 7 days a week and walk-ins welcome. Get Foxy Nails, endorsed by the Vero Insider.
Italian Pinot Grigio wines are government classified. The highest quality class is DOC, Denominazione d'Origine Controllata, officially that makes San Giuseppe Pinot Grigio one of Italy's best. Now, taste the difference. San Giuseppe is richer, more flavorful, and better priced than other high-class Pinot Grigio wines. That's why wine lovers look smart when they look for the lily on the label.
Look for the lily on the label. Ah, San Giuseppe.
Smooth hair with Cobalt Keratin. Amazing color with Goldwell Master Stylist and Owner, Melissa Schreiber. Blowouts, precision cuts, and more. All at prices you can afford. Visit the Hair Studio of Vero, the only premium salon in South Vero in the Publix Plaza at Oslo Road. Call 772-999-2652 to schedule your appointment today.
Melissa here. Come see me and my growing team for hair that will amaze for days at the Hair Studio of Vero. 772-999-2652.
Oh, yes! Happy Wine Wednesday, my friends! I'm Anna Valencia Tillery, your happy hostess with the mostest, talking about some great things coming up, some things that are hard to believe, some events that you really must attend, and one of them being the upcoming Easter Day Brunch. This is an annual event hosted by my partner in crime, Miss Kitty Wagner of the Blue Star. If you've been to the Blue Star, you know that she's been selling out every night. Reservations are really important, especially for bigger groups. But from 12 to 4 this Sunday, Easter Sunday, you're really going to want to go ahead and make a reservation for the fact that she has a one-of-a-kind menu. There's going to be some inspirational music. It's going to be fun, lighthearted, two-for-one mimosas, a delicious bubbly rosé that you aren't going to be able to say no to with fresh strawberries. Let's just rattle off a couple of the things. We have a Maine lobster salad that has Indian River red grapefruit, mandarin oranges, avocados, and tarragon aioli. How about Kitty's super famous sausage biscuits and gravy made from scratch? The Charleston Eggs Benedict, two lump crab cake, sauteed spinach, lemon tarragon hollandaise sauce. I mean, that's just a couple of the things that Kitty is bringing to the table this upcoming Sunday. Again, it's from 12 to 4. Reservations highly encouraged for the annual Easter brunch. You'll be so happy you made that decision.
Now I'm hungry.
I promise. Starving. Fresh flowers on the table. That's so nice.
Nice.
So nice. Different foods then, of course, will be on the featured special for the April 1st Friday night lip sync battle, all benefiting Relay for Life of the Sebastian chapter.
Right.
In the house, we have Mr. Eddie Bradford. Really excited about this event. This is something where groups are encouraged to come, right?
Please.
Please. Yes.
Yeah, by all means.
And don't be shy.
No, go for it. Let's put the week away.
Yeah, bring some props.
Yeah,
raise some awareness and some funds for a good cause.
No nunchucks, but yeah, bring props. Can we bring
Oh, you have rules. Darn it,
I just made that up, so you can, I guess.
Sure.
They never said
some
not
little
to.
Flying ninja stars. Why not?
Yeah, we're looking forward to it. I am. I've been looking forward to it ever since Connie had brought it up to me. And
that's Connie Spicer, of course, a seeing star. She's going to probably be the one putting up the karaoke music.
Yeah, the music and everything. They got a lot of good stuff.
So people can see the words that they are only allowed to mouth, hence the term lip sync.
Right.
It's like Millie Vanilli all over
theoretically.
Again, but done on purpose.
don't make fun of Millie Vanilli.
It's not karaoke night.
It's not karaoke night, but you still need the screens and the words, you know?
Right.
That's going to be tough.
So you know how to move your mouth,
right? Exactly.
I mean, come on.
And work on that dance routine. All exactly. Right. Look, Cindy's already got it aced. She's going to be there. She's going to be part of my team.
Right.
You'll see.
Yeah.
Okay, what are the hours, Eddie?
Oh, it starts at 7 and it ends at 11-ish.
There you go.
We'll just
I like
see how
not
that
a
goes.
Firm, definite ending.
Yeah,
it doesn't
just,
have to. Let's not define
it. Everybody leaves, it ends.
Very cool. Very cool. And that's going to be at the Sebastian River Grill.
Right.
Intersection 510 and 512.
Yep. That's it.
Absolutely. You know, with Easter fast approaching, you might be making plans to visit family and relatives. Did you know that depending on the airline, it might be more cost effective for you to ship your luggage and gifts ahead of time rather than take them on the plane with you?
Mm-hmm.
That's
mm-hmm.
right. So at Pacmail Beachside, we are happy to offer free pickups. We can come right to your residence or place of business to bring to the store and properly package any of your luggage or Easter gifts that you would like sent off, and make sure that they arrive on time and intact, making your life that much easier. And if this is a service that you like, we of course offer it year round. You don't have to limit it just to Easter.
Nice.
You know, a lot of people planning to do a little skiing, ship your skis ahead of time. We even can give them round trip travel on your skis or golf clubs. Think about it. It makes a lot of sense.
It's better than chasing them around the luggage.
That's such a great idea, because if you ever get bumped on a flight or if something is delayed, your baggage is going to get there.
Right.
Even if you don't.
It's going to be waiting for you.
Yeah. Instead
hey,
of leaving, because you don't want to change, because you don't want to lose your baggage or your stuff.
So true. Right.
So
you've obviously had the experience, huh, Dr. Tredd?
Yeah.
We can tell. Speaking of experiences on Dr. Tredd's
plus
part.
Plus, as a chiropractor, it's better to have somebody else carry those heavy bags.
Look at Pacmail's just been
genius.
Endorsed by a chiropractor. I love it. You're welcome, Susan. Did you hear that, Susan? You're welcome. But let's delve a little further into Dr. Tredd's experiences, because before we had gone to break, we were talking about this amazing laser therapy that can help to reduce inches.
Correct.
And you yourself have undergone the procedure.
Yeah, I sure did. I've been doing this now for 5 years, and 3 years ago, I did the procedure myself. Mm. So I have to be honest, for the first 2 years, I didn't do the procedure.
Uh-huh.
I did it a little bit, but never properly.
Committed? Okay.
Never really committed to it. And one of the most common questions that came up at workshops and events was, hey, Doc, if it works so well, why aren't you doing it? You know?
Well said.
And that was a tough one to have to kind of traverse around. I was a stand-up comedian at that point. At least I felt like one. So, well, anyway, to speed it up is I ended up with the onset of type 2 diabetes, which anybody doesn't know what that is. That's high blood sugar. And it develops neuropathy and frequent urination and tiredness. And it's just a miserable chronic ailment that you can suffer from. And I was at a seminar. And what I found out was I read something that said if you are newly diagnosed with type 2 diabetes, which is non-insulin dependent, within 5 years, if you change your diet and lose some body weight, you can reverse that onset.
Wow. Mm.
Yeah.
And so that was a stimulus for you to say, hey, let's do something about it.
I ended up with having a very bad week in February of 2012 where those symptoms got aggressively worse. And if it ever happens to you, call a doctor. It's a dangerous thing. So please don't do what I did, which is ignore it.
Oh, okay. Well said.
I am a doctor and we have a tendency of doing that.
Oh,
so
man.
That next day I realized that the weight had a lot to do with it. So I started on my own laser procedure. I was 265 pounds. I'm 6'1". I was 53 years old, and I had developed. I had a 42-inch waist.
Okay.
So I got on the laser, and I've been. I scuba dive. I fish. I golf. I'm very active, but I was carrying that weight around, and I got on the laser, and in 9 sessions or 3 weeks, I lost 10 inches of belly fat, measured in 3 spots. So I lost 3 1/8 inch in girth. I went from a 40, 41 down to a 38 waist. I did another 3 sessions at the end of that month and lost an additional 3 inches. So I dropped from a 41 waist down to a 36 in 4 weeks, laying on my back. Now I started to change my diet. I calculated what I call your BMR, your basal metabolic rate. For those, that's your set point. You can't eat over your BMR if you want to lose weight. Just like you can't buy a house over your credit score. You should know what that is if you're going to buy a house.
Very good.
If you want to lose weight and be successful at it, you need to know what your BMR is.
Ah.
And your BMR is something that your body is burning calories without eating. So if you don't eat anything all day, the amount of calories you consume is your BMR. Some people's are down to 1,200. Mine was about 2,300 calories.
Huh.
So I ate less than that. I did it consistently for 3 months, and I dropped 30 pounds.
And you've been enjoying it ever since?
Yeah, so now I'm down to a 36-inch waist. I weigh 227, and that's been 3 years ago.
Cool.
And well I can help you do that, too.
That's right. And we're going to talk about that when we get back. Real quick, Slim Laser Body Spa.
Slim Body Laser Spa.
All right.
The Slim Body Laser Spa. The phone number 844 Dr. Slim Body. 844 DR Slim Body.
We'll be in store with many more things.